Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So in conclusion, to end this preference sheet meeting, I just want to say, I'm in control of this boat now. Kind of like, you remember when Valerie's family became the Hogan family? I mean, Valerie Harper basically told everyone to fuck off, and Sandy Duncan came in and put the ship in order. And they had to follow her rules. My boat, my rules. Captain Lee's not here anymore. So, Ross, you're doing a great job.
Wow.
Really just turned around everything with the deck.
Thank you, Captain. I just try to fuck all the women. Thanks,
Fraser.
Captain.
Fraser?
Yeah, yeah.
You need to do the same thing. I want you to do the same thing.
Do what?
Turn your department around. It's shit.
Okay.
Ever since Perky Tits Camille left, there's been a problem.
Perky Tits Camille.
Miss that girl. Miss watching her walk away, really. She was chaos, but boy, we had fun, didn't we? Can't wait to see her in Florida.
Turn on Timmy. Y'all, this is Below Deck.
This, y'all, when she said, I'm the captain of this boat now.
It was like... like dark storm clouds.
Y'all,
it was a turn.
Let,
she is drunk with power.
Let this be, this is what happens. I think Sandy actually forgot that she just became the captain of this boat.
This is what happens when a gay man tries to mansplain to a lesbian.
Yeah, you've said it before. Y'all, she will never forgive this.
She will never forgive this.
And y'all, this is Below Dick, episode
11.
Episode 11, Frazzled.
Again, Rachel with the title.
Yes. I don't know what they're going to do without her. Y'all, because we've said this before, there's some Carl's wives still say, why is Rachel not going to be on the show no more?
Did she for sure say she's never coming back?
You don't go on a crusade like she has done with Bravo. No, she's burned this bridge. Also, she wouldn't go back unless they begged her. I just know it.
She probably wouldn't go back. So she filmed this before her rant.
Yes, yes.
I thought this was filmed.
And supposedly she might even leave before the end of the season.
Really?
Supposedly. I don't know. A lot of things. But, y'all, if you do not know, it was that...
This is going to be a long season of Below Deck. I'll tell you now, we're probably going to get 17 episodes.
It was because of Austin Kroll and, like, being shitty with her purse or something like that. And that was the basis of it. And
Austin Kroll, the designer?
Austin Kroll.
I was thinking of saying Austin. We were talking about Project Runway.
You're so gay.
I am so gay. You mean, I love, remember that show Santino
Austin,
and Austin,
yes,
where they drove around little towns like in Oklahoma? I loved that show.
Can you not waylay
sorry,
me?
I just slapped myself.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. You should say Austin.
Austin,
yes. Okay.
But,
he stole her purse?
No, we...
Well, no,
do
for
you not
Carl's
remember?
Wives, I don't remember what happened. Explain for us Carl's wives.
They were just shitty with her, and Bravo said don't talk anything bad about them because
yes.
She sent publicist photos of saying, hey, Rachel, can you not say anything bad about Austin? And
and they were just being horrible.
Yeah, shitty to her. And they like, because I didn't want to go do drugs with them. And she was, it was really public. She basically burned Bravo on social media.
This was a while, though. I'm glad we're bringing it up because a lot of people are going to forget.
About 8 months ago.
Yeah, a while. That's a while.
I guess. But, so y'all, Rachel's never, unfortunately, going to be on Below Deck again.
I'll miss her.
I can't imagine it would ever
be. I'll miss her.
Yeah.
Because watching her trying not to kill Alyssa behind the other wall was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
It's really interesting. As soon as you remove the greatest distraction, in the room, which was Camille, all the other cracks start to become apparent. And I also want to point out that I'm not just talking about Alyssa. I'm talking about Fraser's lack of leadership and the crack with Rachel.
Everything Captain Sandy's saying to him is right.
I cannot believe I'm saying this. I'm Team Sandy on this one. I 100% agree. Do I think Captain Sandy has actually created this mess
as well?
In a way, yes.
And does a terrible job of managing it.
Right.
Yes.
She's letting Rachel do all the work. Now,
before we get into it, let's just say, we want to remind people that you can still go see our Digital Worldwide Moment for 1 week. Go to our Linktree link, and that's where you can click on, you can click on that link, and you can then pay to see. It'll be up for 1 week, but after that, it's gone.
It's gone forever.
Like Poodle in the Night, he's gone, and you're divorced from
your
husband
wallet.
Because he just cheated on you with Poodle. But remember, y'all, it ain't cheating.
If it's with Poodle.
If it's with
and
Poodle.
And maybe your checkbook, if I can find it.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Gotta work on the safe combinations.
You can do that now. Also, y'all be sure to check out, I don't know when it's going to post. We're recording it later today, so I'll talk. But be on the lookout for our collab with Chris and Wahima from
DocuSweeties.
Not only podcaster friends, but
friends of ours.
They become very good. We've done theater with Chris and Poodle and Wah.
Wah's been on the show.
I'm worried about.
We both like a little rough action nowadays.
Y'all bond about that. Like I've gone and had drinks with them and gotten. I just love them. There's two of our favorite people in the podcasting world, and we're so excited to. And they talk about 90 Day.
We're talking Gunther's Millions on Netflix about the dog who had $500 million. And you think, that's only a one-note joke. It's much more complex than that.
I thought it was going to be a one-note kind of empty documentary.
It's not. We have a band. A dog band.
Save it! It's nutso.
Porn stars.
We're going to talk about that. Anything else we need to bring up?
We talked about Digital Worldwide Moment. We did the moment last night, and we had such a good time, I just want to say.
We did.
We had with Mary Payne, with Ryan Bailey.
Ingrid!
We had Veronica. We had Ingrid. We had Queen Darcy.
Yes.
Yes. It was so much fun. We even had, at the after party, which you will not ever see, Montana Mills showed up.
Oh, my God.
And he showed us his dick.
He didn't. I wanted him to.
So, Justine, if you're listening, I promise we did not see your husband's dick, but you can send me a picture.
Oh.
I won't do anything.
I like that he called his... I called Justine Jujubee. I thought
you went the drag queen.
And I went,
no,
oh my
faggot.
God, he's a fan of Drag Race. That's my favorite queen too. Montana Mills is Jujubee.
So
it wasn't
y'all. Other big collab news: we are doing this is Below Deck. All ships at sea.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
We're doing a collab with another Below Deck podcast. Patrick and Dylan, Irish friends.
They're called. Another Below... Somebody just went, what's the podcast called?
Oh, Another Below Deck Podcast.
No, but what's the podcast called?
Another Below Deck Podcast.
There you go. Another Below Deck Podcast. If you don't understand now, you're a Carl's wife. Anyway.
With Patrick and Dylan, two good Irish boys. That's not true. It's just those are the two most Irish names ever.
Yes. They're going to be bad Irish boys by the time we get through with them.
Oh, and they're two straight men.
They are.
So,
I haven't seen their pictures. I've just heard their voices. I don't know what they look like.
I need to look.
Well, we're going to see them on the collab.
I need to prepare, though, so I don't immediately say something that's really gross.
Please.
Please.
I'm going to be like, maybe we'll be at a, can you pretend that we're watching the Pats game on TV and I go to the bathroom with you and your mother's
Patriots. You said Pats, and I just imagine like 10 people dressed as Pat from Saturday Night Live playing a game.
Do you know anything about heterosexual culture?
Very little. Very little.
I'm still amazed how you passed.
I know more a little.
Like, just went through the world.
It's true. My brother and my best friend Sean kept me from getting beat up.
I can just see, and his mom is like saying, Patrick, come in, have some soup. And I'm like, Patrick, I need to blow you right now. Sorry.
You got to get that out. You please.
Anyway, we're really excited
to talk air. To.
That's our first kind of below decky.
We're going to talk about below deck. We're also going to talk about, I think on their show, more of Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
After the altar. Yeah. And just
ATA.
Just for y'all, you have watched a couple. The way we're doing that, it's three episodes that come out. They're pretty short episodes. We're going to be covering them all in one on our Patreon feed, on Reality Gaze Plus on the $5.
And that'll drop the 11th at midnight.
I think it's dropping, it's on Saturday,
yeah.
right? There you go. Because it comes out this Friday, right?
Yes, the 10th. And so we're going to give
you
a day to
watch.
We're
halfway through February.
No.
Almost.
We're not halfway through February.
Practically.
We're a third of the way through.
Well, almost half.
A little less than a third.
More, yeah. So almost half. Sorry, I get that from my mother.
I know, and like, it's one of your least, it's one of the qualities that I can barely tolerate.
My mom, it would be 12:40 and my mom would say, well, it's 1 o'clock. And I would say, it's not 1 o'clock, it's 12:40. Well, it's practically one.
Yeah, it's one of the things I could change. I would change about you. One of the many.
That made me excited. I'm crazy!
Ow!
I'm crazy from Darcy and Stacey. That episode took us over the edge.
It did.
Oh, by the way, if you're on the Intimate Portrait, the $15 tier, because there's no toe next week, we're going to give you... We're
Intimate Portrait, Darcy and Stacey.
Just for that week.
The manifested edition.
We don't have time to do the video for every week.
Yeah, because there's Super Bowl next week, so apparently we take a holiday off for that because it's just TV. We're going to go worship the god of money.
Yeah. Who's performing the halftime show? I don't even know any of it.
Rihanna.
Oh, that's probably, I'll watch that just on YouTube later. No, I'm so happy.
I'm the same way. I don't watch Super Bowl.
I'm so happy to not, because I was in Oklahoma so much before, like for like 2 years now, basically.
Yeah, and every football
and
game was a big deal.
My ex was all into, I don't give a shit about football. I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to the Rose Bowl flea market on Super Bowl Sunday, and then I'm going to go see a friend who has a play premiering. I'm going to do very gay, 50-year-old gay man things.
I'm surprised that the play's even going on.
It's true. Well, it's L.A., people.
Yeah,
the only
you're
thing
right.
I'm going to miss is something that relates to one of my tea bags in this episode is... I felt like a shamed American when Alyssa had to explain to Haley what queso was. And it was kind of like when someone's explaining what melted queso is to you, like Tex-Mex queso, you realize how disgusting it is.
It in idea, it does sound gross, but it's very
not
good.
Not like good Mexican queso, but like just disgusting
like Tex-Mex,
Tex-Mex
queso.
With Velveeta. And you realize it's just putrid, and then you want some because it's delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. One other thing, more of a
it's one of my tea bags.
In the news kind of things, y'all. Miss Fraser has been messy on social media.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Saying things like wait to the next episode, Rachel gets evil. And then saying things about why doesn't Captain Sandy like you this season? He's like, "Yes, you're right. I can't believe it." So Miss Thing is being messy on social, and
maybe
he may not be coming back. Which is that's
but
what
maybe
telegraphs
the tide
it to me.
Turns. Maybe Rachel and Captain Sandy have a falling out of some sort.
Maybe,
I can't see
but
that.
No, he's bitching about Captain Sandy.
I'm gonna say this: this reunion has a potential.
Oh, I agree.
Of being a fan fucking tastic, but. Because they all have too much ego.
Yeah.
And they're all going to... The only one who doesn't have enough ego is Haley, but she'll come because Everybody loves her.
No, it's going to be, I don't know if, we'll see if Alyssa, if she leaves, if she comes.
If Alyssa leaves, Alyssa's the only person I could see who doesn't come to the reunion.
She was on Watch What Happens Live, though.
But the thing is, Alyssa loves Alyssa more than anyone. Yeah. And she's going to show up to, for that.
That's true. So, y'all, anyway, keep your eye on social media for Fraser's stuff. He's been...
I'd still have sex with him. It's a nice dick.
I think I would, too.
It's a nice dick.
Anyway,
he's good at it, too. Attention to detail.
We need to move on.
All right.
So, Rachel and Fraser, she says she's trying to do this, and she realizes, because y'all remember last episode, Captain Sandy said, I'm not going to talk to him. I'm going to let you figure it out with your chief stew.
Because I let the heads do it, and I don't get involved.
Exactly. Yeah. They fight it out.
So is it what it is? Is it not the, it truly, Rachel feels like it's somewhat the food preparation, but it's really the delivery system.
Well, it's that and the fact that there's not effective communication with Fraser and the two other members of his team, or the fact that deck crew aren't really doing a lot of service like they have on other boats. So, and that's a chief stew thing. She is right about that yeah. Service gets slow. And even Fraser says, I try to do everything myself because I don't trust anybody.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's not good leadership.
That's the problem. Yeah. That is the problem right there. Y'all, I've been there.
Yeah.
You've been there. You and I both learned the hard way when we were younger.
And you wind up getting burnt out and frustrated like he is. Now, I think, was he dealt a bad hand having both Camille and Alyssa? Who were already like kind of powder kegs?
I think, though, if you even look at Chief Stews who've had a history of wanting to be people's friends at first, I think Aisha would have handled this differently.
She would have. Yeah.
And she had a bad habit at first of wanting to be their friend.
Yeah.
But when she needed to like suck it up and say, do your fucking job, she did.
I think what he,
Aisha. I miss,
he, she's Aisha!
On, she's on galley
talk.
We're going
to do some work.
It's her and
Kyle.
It is her and Kyle.
Ugh. Blech. Boy. He was on with Alyssa, too, and just like with the most extra clothing on. I'm like, honey, you're not Sam Smith.
He reminds me of Sam Smith, though.
Yeah, but let Sam Smith do it. So
remember when Sam Smith said he was the first gay person to win an Oscar? Remember when he said that on the Alice? He was like, and I'm the first gay person.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And everybody was like, yeah, I know Dunstan Lance Black won an Oscar for the film.
Yeah, Milk. They probably should have just backed away from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we just want to move away.
Yeah. You know, I'm not judging him because that sounds like something
them.
I would
them.
Say. Oh, them. I forgot it is them now. I didn't know that.
It's been a while. It's been actually a while.
Oh, really? Yeah. I just read that.
Yeah.
Good they, for them.
So let's move on. This quick service, Rachel basically says, I want to make our service quicker, faster, stronger, move it faster, stronger.
I thought of like the Bionic Man.
No, I thought of the Kanye song.
Oh, well.
So anyway, they're like, we need the deck team helping us run food. And he's like, yeah, great idea. So it's like Rachel's having to come up with this instead of Fraser instituting this, which is your chief stew's job.
He doesn't really see full big picture.
He's green at being a chief stew.
You can tell that housekeeping has been his like strong suit
and
not service. It's a different animal.
So
are you done with that
teabag? I am done with that teabag.
My next teabag, speaking is of cleaning. Y'all, Twink Tyler.
Yeah.
This bitch,
Twinkler.
Twinkler. This bitch knows who she is. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a perfect combination of you. It's like when I did musical theater, I have the look, and even opera, I have the look and the personality of a flaming queen tenor, but I was a baritone, so my voice didn't match the roles.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler... He got every. He looks like a twink. He walks like a twink. He has twink hair, and he has the twink name of Tyler. And then he said, "My goal is just to be a stay-at-home dad." And I went, That's exactly what a twink does.
He hit the trifecta.
They go from twink to twunk, and you know exactly what you want to do in life. Twink to twunk to stay at home dad.
Do what you're good at. Do what you're good at.
That guy that shows up to all of your kids' school things with crap projects and does things with the kids used to be a twink.
He used to be a twink.
And now he's a dad.
Good for him.
It just makes me happy when people know exactly their lane.
It's true. No, I agree with you.
That's it. That's all I got.
So, y'all, we mentioned the cracks forming between Alyssa and Haley. And this, it really starts here.
Keep talking. I'm just chilled.
Oh, Lord. And Alyssa basically says, or Haley says, I was cleaning our bathroom, our cabin, because it was looking kind of like a bin. And Alyssa said, well, you didn't clean the toilet. Or it wasn't good.
Is that her job to do it?
Well,
that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Her job to do it. And for you to say that, I mean, we said it last episode, and I was talking about Lynn, you know, but God, Alyssa's horrible.
Yeah.
And the fact, what I don't love about her, this is really what bothers me.
It feels like she's trying to be even like second stew in their own room.
Yes. And yeah.
She's making Haley Cinderella.
And I'm sorry, she's not a girl's girl.
Oh, no, she's not.
And she doesn't do this, but even Captain, any woman that crosses her is immediately a fucking crazy bitch.
But she loves Fraser and runs up to him and gives him a hug.
Like when he corrected her, she kind of was a little bit like, what the fuck? But she didn't start saying things about him, who he is as a person.
Yeah.
She called, what she call Hala? She said a
robot, cold robot.
She called her robot, but like something, a gross, dirty bitch.
Oh, right.
So now she's like, y'all, this girl.
I don't think she's long for the show. The editing is.
You dumb person.
Is taking us a certain way with her.
I feel like the editing is, yes, it's saying, because also, I mean, this kind of goes along. Bitch can't shut her mouth. And keeps running it, and now Captain Sandy's hearing her talk shit about the.
She sucks deck crew dick.
And
y'all
would catch, and I guarantee she would never say Captain Lee
absolutely
sucks
not
deck crew dick.
I think if you substituted any of the things that Sandy is doing here, regardless of you guys how think she's micromanaging or overstepping or not overstepping, no one Fraser would not speak to Captain Lee like he. Backtalked Captain Sandy.
He wouldn't. I said that then. He would not do that.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I just think Alyssa, she doesn't listen to this.
She doesn't.
But if she did, I would say, honey, I think you need to process how you treat and think about women.
Yeah, that's really,
really
true. Anyway, let's see.
But that was the beginning to kind of follow up on that. That is, Haley even says, like, could you not talk to me patronizing, please?
Right.
And in Haley's defense, she was not aggressive. She was not emotional.
No.
And Haley said, though, that's where she said, now I'm starting to feel that maybe Camille wasn't the problem all along. And I hate that Camille's going to get this vindication because, y'all,
she's been waiting for this.
Both things can be true.
Both things can be true. Camille was very bad at her job and was a problem on the boat. That is Alyssa. It seems like most of the time with her job, it can be acceptable doing her job, but it's going to create personality problems within her department and even outside her department.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think she's the next to self-destruct, I think.
Whoop, whoop.
So,
what's your next teabag?
I just want to talk about Fraser.
That's a good episode.
Basically, Fraser's upset about what Captain Sandy said to him in the pref meeting and Rachel basically says, she's not saying you're bad at service. She's saying that you're not leading in that right way. And she's like, I'm just worried that he's going to take it too hard. And that's exactly what he does. So Fraser feels extreme shame over that.
We had a great Captain Sandy quote too. Before she talked about that, she said, Fraser works in circles because he doesn't tell them to do their job. And that's his problem. And now it's becoming
my problem. Y'all, here's the tea. She wants all problems become her problem. She loves fixing things.
It really was gross how she just waited to talk about how wonderful everyone else is and then just tell Fraser.
No, that's how she leads.
No,
that's,
it's terrible. It's really...
It's not a great management strategy.
It's a lot of shame.
Weirdly, she would tell you differently.
She would tell you... She doesn't see it that way.
I think... What I understand what she's trying to do.
And he is taking it too personal.
Yeah.
It's both things.
But thing is, Sandy doesn't take anything personally.
She doesn't. She is a robot.
Yeah.
And Rachel tries to tell him. She's like,
unless
he's acting like a baby and he's taking this too on the chin.
Sandy takes it personally unless you're Hannah. And then when she does take something personally.
I actually think she took Fraser personally when he corrected her.
I agree. Oh, remember? Yes, a couple of.
That's what this is all about. This is all about from like three episodes ago.
So, y'all.
When he wanted to do. That is what this is all about.
What's your next tea bag?
Girl strip. Hey, it's divorce strip. You got a divorce thing. You got a divorce thing. You got a divorce thing. Y'all, we're going to talk about this charter crew.
And one girl goes, don't mention that this, that divorce.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to talk about them when we get back for the break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes.
Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Okay. Uh-oh, I think your neighbor's vacuuming, y'all, or something. Or is she building a ship? What's she doing today?
No, handsprings. Back handsprings.
Oh, the Olympic trials coming up?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, got to have that clean floor then. poor poodle. This is kind of...
Or she's doing... she has a puppet theater and the sandbags are coming down.
Oh, yeah. Bob Baker is up there.
She's got marionettes.
Yeah, that's it. Clack, 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 clack. Bop, 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 bop. How... That was a very LA joke. I love the Bob Baker theater. How would you describe... This is not just when we meet them. More kind of at dinner as well. My teabag is just... Let's discuss the overall fashion of the women on this boat.
Yeah, it's a lot of flowing robes.
It's a lot of Tiffany, like, sleeve, long billowy sleeves, but cutouts on the top of the sleeve.
Yeah.
Because you don't, y'all, your arms don't look fat there, so let's show the little cutouts there.
This is the beach collection from Ross.
Yep. Did you see the woman wear, not Ross, the deck, but Ross, the store?
Right.
It is... The shirt that just had like curtain tassels all over it.
It's hideous.
I
feel like
is this a store? Is this like Chico's divorce wear?
I have a feeling whenever they do one day charters like this, when it's quick charter, the caliber of people they get is always a little questionable.
I actually love the point of the charter. Like,
yeah.
it's all about, like, there is, like, when you're newly, like, when you're divorced, you've got to recreate memories in same spaces, like, make new memories.
This is nouveau riche.
It is nouveau riche, but I'm kind of, they seem fun.
They're
just
fine.
Also,
they're fine.
I think I would have a really good basic time
they're,
with them.
They're trying to get their sound bites in.
They're dick pigs.
Yeah, they are.
I bet they listen to the show.
My next.
I just got hungry. I want a hot dog.
Great.
When's the last time you had a hot dog?
You know, it's been a while.
Well,
now I want a hot dog. I really want a hot dog now. Sorry. There's a little cafe down there. Has like the hot dog deal. You get two hot dogs and a bag of chips.
Boy, you knew that one.
I've just seen it. I haven't had their hot dogs. We need to move on. So Rachel's basically talking to Alyssa and said, so normally, there's no snacks for the guests. And she's already said, please put out olives and crackers. And Rachel
asked them to.
Yeah. And she didn't do it. And Rachel's like, so normally there's like, and she's trying not to yell at her or bite her head off so badly.
And y'all, she's on the other hand. Alyssa's like, well, it says I like Doritos. And so it didn't fit. And y'all, she's literally like crouching down and screaming silently. It is so fucking funny.
Oh, and Rachel's losing her mind.
Because wouldn't that honestly, if the stew wanted to do that on their own accord to put some food out, but if the chef made a request.
No, she's being ridiculous.
But I'm just going to clarify. If a chef who is above you made a request for you to put out food. You put out what the chef says.
Put out what she just said, because that's in her plan. She's responsible for food.
Again, I think if it was a male chef, she would have done it.
I think you're right.
She's got a
I think
real,
you're right.
Like,
so
women support women.
So y'all, and then Alyssa's complaining about Rachel to Haley, and Haley's
like it was some log ass rant.
But maybe not in front of the guests.
Do you want a strawberry daiquiri? Okay, that's fine. Yeah, it just went on and on. I mean,
yeah.
It's like Alyssa's never been. She acts as if she hasn't worked on a ship before.
I think she has, but I think it wasn't as formal as this. It feels like she's probably worked in something that was maybe not cruise shippy, but something that was smaller charters, mm-hmm. where she may have been the only more of a hospitality person on mm-hmm. a boat that, like, let's have good times. And I think it was probably a less formal type of thing because she's worked on ships, but this is high level kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's done this kind of work before. Cause even in the way she talks to people, it's like, yeah, babe. Yeah. It's a certain level of work. And Haley basically says, about Alyssa, to Fraser, you know, her sass has really turned into something else recently. So, she's like, I preferred Camille's personality. And Fraser says, I'm not blind to it. Why have you not said anything?
That's the deal. In the moments, he talks like he's this badass, I'm not taking any of this shit. And I went, no, that's not it. You're like, honestly, and I can say this because I am one as well, but he seems like gay clown running around trying to catch plates everywhere and not focused on the task.
He can't back up the talk.
He can't back that talk up.
Because he's afraid of being disliked by his crew.
That's his overall thing is he's afraid of being disliked. Yeah.
And although...
what other people think of you is what?
None of your business. None of your business.
Ooh.
If I... want to give it back with a sucker dick. None of your business. Now, what is his business is when he sees Alyssa talking on the phone to her mother where guests could see her. And so already, that's bad, y'all. We've seen people, especially with Captain Lee, he freaks the fuck out with people.
Fraser, like, kind of freaks out. He's like, no, honey. No.
Absolutely no way.
Absolutely not.
She's like, fine. I didn't want to say bye to my mom anyway.
And she kind of, he's like, I'm sorry. No fun. And she just goes, you're fine. And if she said any bullshit about him, we never see her say it. So I just want to say he corrected her.
She kind of let it go really quickly. Yeah.
But again, I'm just pointing out if it was been a woman.
I agree with you. And
so Fraser brings up, I think removing Camille basically gave Alyssa power. She feels like she got away with it, and now she can act how she wants to. I just want to clarify. It was kind of...
And so why not have a conversation? I don't know.
I know it's busy. This is a very... I will say, this day of charter is a stupidly busy charter.
That's all. These one-day ones are always like this.
So there's probably
hell.
A ton of time.
Now... I liked it when one of the guests was talking to, I think it was either Tony or Ben, says, do a dance for our enjoyment.
I don't see the problem with that.
That's like Dance Monkey Dance.
To tell a shirtless man to just dance for you?
They're a crew. That's not what they do.
I'm paying you once, just right out.
Again, you're not the one to talk about this.
You're going to make a good $20 from me.
You're... Not 20. Your 15. your experience with Go-Go Boys.
No, it's 750.
Exactly.
I change. I could put it in.
And you
coin
make change.
Yeah, I do. I hand them a five. Just give me four ones, honey. Just lay it on your dick.
So
y'all, I love a good stripper.
Y'all, I love the fact that Tony, of course, is a fire dancer.
Of course
I don't know how
dancer.
I did not see this coming.
He's a fire dancer.
It makes perfect sense.
So I want to jump to my... You're just talking. I'm going to talk about my tea bags.
I'm just talking.
You're just talking.
I went through like two tea bags there.
We basically... They do the camp out thing, blah, blah, blah. There's still... There's Captain and Sandy and Rachel conversation where Rachel says, I discussed with Fraser... By the way, Captain Sandy's calling him Fraser.
She does say Fraser. And he even says it's Fraser, by the way.
Fraser, yeah. I think he said that off mic.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but that's a thing. Like, I don't know. I've done that. I mispronounce people's names. And then
no.
Yeah, shocker. And later on, they tell me and they say, actually, my name is da da da. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Doesn't mean you could say it, whatever. And I want to say, y'all, stand up for yourself and just say, because that's yourself. Like, that's a metaphor for Fraser of not being able to stand up for himself.
Yeah.
That he can't say, that's not my name.
I don't think this is the time to do it in front of Captain Sandy, though.
Oh, if somebody said my name wrong, I would still do it. The Lamar and me would come out. It'd be bad.
But I'm saying when she's already telling you something, if they were just talking, and she's like, yeah, Fraser. And she's like, I'm sorry, Captain Sandy. It's... My name's Fraser.
I would do it then too. But
not,
Lamar and me would want to say,
but not in a heated moment
over the intercom in front of everyone to shame them. But I wouldn't, because that's what she's doing.
Yes,
so I wouldn't do it back. But their discussion is, Rachel, this is what's happening, and this is what Captain Sandy loves. What I've learned, you've watched more, but she loves that now. She's not only... She's separating Rachel, putting
yes.
the divide between Rachel and Fraser.
Yes.
And I can tell when Fraser says, watch it, Rachel's going to get crazy, because what's going to happen is Fraser's not going to handle his shit.
Right.
And Rachel's going to go the fuck off on him.
Now.
Because he's making her look bad.
This is.
Because she tells her, he's not. She said to Captain Stanley, I just want to say this. I talked to Fraser and he's not changing his
right.
leadership style. And Stanley's like, well, I want him to learn his limit.
Have another conversation.
So literally, Rachel just said everything but, I need help with this because I tried.
Right. No, this all could have been avoided. But here's the thing. I don't know. I think Captain Sandy can suss out that having a conversation with him, who he doesn't think is the main captain, isn't going to do that well. I can't believe I'm siding with Captain Sandy here.
Yeah.
But I think she knows he doesn't like her.
Yeah.
And so I think she's thinking this might be the best way to go. And I think she doesn't like him. So she's trying to figure out the best way to deal with it and thinking maybe he has a previous relationship with Rachel that could do that. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I think this is a chief stew who's not, and Sandy doesn't feel like, and because she's an interim captain, even though to everyone else, she's like, this is my boat. I don't think she thinks he thinks of her as the captain.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Lee's going to come back and he'll be fine. Yeah. Sir.
What's your next teabag? Not too much more.
It's basically when they're docking and Fraser's like, so you can go pack now or you to the guests, you can go pack now or you may want to do that. So cause a lot of people don't like to pack right after they have the meal. And Captain Sandy's like, no. Don't ever rush them to get off the boat.
Do you feel like that's rushing them to get off the boat?
I don't think it was done in the way he said it, but she took it in a completely different way, and it pissed him off. But it's her tone, her condescending tone. She's like, don't rush people off the boat. Don't ever rush people on the boat.
Well, and the thing is that he says, she says, and Fraser says to her, he's like, but I wasn't rushing them at all, I promise. And he walks away, and Captain Sandy says, and she says it with venom.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, he always has an excuse. He never takes accountability. I don't care how you spin it. He's pushing them off the boat.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
They are now enemies.
Cut to.
Sadly.
Could someone take out the trash? I'm looking at it right
Shitter's
here.
Shitter's full.
I'm just looking here right at the trash. I don't want to pick it up.
That editing could not have been better.
Oh.
Taking bets now, how long? How many more episodes does Alyssa have?
Well, the deck crew's in it to win it. They're doing fantastic. They're in it to win it.
I liked it when Sandy said, can someone strip my bed? Everyone's just standing around.
Can someone strip my bed? Because you're all not doing anything. I think tops three for her.
I'm thinking three. It could be two, but three feels like right to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. If she makes it to the end of the season, I will be shocked.
Shocked.
Yeah. Usually... And a problem this early is dealt with. The only thing I can go back and thinking that it happened different way than this was, when did Lexi leave? Lexi probably left sometime around then too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We usually have somebody leaves first because it's obvious that they're terrible. And then there's
personality problems take then, about 8 to 10 episodes.
10 episodes, yeah.
Yeah. And we were distracted because of Camille. Yeah. So, yeah.
But make Shitter's no mistake, full. if Alyssa wasn't on the boat, Camille would still do nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nothing. And honestly,
she still would have been gone.
Probably gotten away with it for longer.
Yeah. She would have.
Haley, said something because Fraser wouldn't do anything about it.
Yeah. I think she would have been there for a while.
Y'all, that's your below deck this week. All right, y'all, you know the drill. We've got a lot coming at you this week, so thank you for supporting us.
Coming at you.
We'll let you know when that's airing. Until then, y'all, we'll see you next week. But until then, it's what?
Anchors are gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.